My guest at this time is Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn, a Republican representing the Volunteer State's 7th Congressional District. She is also chairman of the new Select Investigative Panel created by outgoing House Speaker John Boehner to probe medical procedures and business practices in the abortion industry. For the next few minutes, we'll discuss what the committee will focus on and where Congressman Blackburn plans to lead this committee. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
It's good to be with you. Thank you for your interest.
Where do you envision this investigation going? What are the critical questions that you believe need to be answered here?
Well, I think the investigation is going to go to the facts, and that is where our focus is. We want to look at the procurement organizations, the selling of baby body parts, and big abortion, and see what the relationship is between the two. Look at the medical practices involved with the abortion providers, and then look at the business practices of the procurement organizations. So that is what our focus is going to be. We anticipate digging down into those issues, taking the time necessary to get to the facts, and then following where the facts lead us.
Obviously, this has been a big issue since the beginning of the release in the series of undercover videos. There was another one here on Tuesday as we have this conversation. How much did the videos shed light on where your investigation is likely to focus, and what still is yet to be answered here?
The videos brought to light to the American people that the sale of baby body parts was taking place in the United States. And they have expressed concern about that, and a majority of Americans feel like, especially when they see the videos, that there should be a review of this and get to the bottom of it, exactly what is happening. So the awareness has taken place through that. I think also, as they realize, there were actually organizations, one not-for-profit and two for-profit organizations, that participated in the sale and the transfer of these body parts. That is something people wanted us to delve into and to see how they actually went about operating those businesses.
We've seen, Congressman, how Democrats have responded to a select committee on Benghazi. Last week they spent most of their time in questioning, attacking the legitimacy of the committee. Abortion is obviously and probably more polarizing than Benghazi. So how do you plan to avoid Democrats and the media dismissing your work as a partisan endeavor?
Well, I would hope that everybody would want to get to the facts in this, to see what has transpired with the sale of these baby body parts. And it's not as if people are denying that it has taken place. So let's have an investigation as to exactly what has taken place and how it was taking place and how, under the existing law, they were able to establish a business model. So we'll have the opportunity to review all of that, and the committee members, for the sake of millions of Americans, want to get to the answers on this.
In addition to the alleged trafficking of baby body parts for profit, there's also the issue of how some of these abortions were done in order to obtain what they call intact specimens. In other words, a lot of times they're calling for breech births and essentially conducting the abortion at that point, which looks pretty close, if not identical, to the definition in federal law of partial birth abortion, which, of course, is illegal. How much will you be focusing on that as well?
Well, that is business practices is one portfolio of issues. The other is going to be the medical practices. And looking at these second and third trimester, the partial birth abortion, some of these procedures, manipulation of abortions, all of that will come up for review.
There's already been a pretty fierce debate over federal funding, taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. Based on what you find, how will you decide whether to continue to recommend whether federal funding be extended to Planned Parenthood or whether it should be withdrawn altogether?
What we want to do is, first and foremost, look at the medical practices and the business practices, the relationship between the procurement organizations and the abortion providers, and get the facts, see where the facts take us. And I certainly don't want to do anything that would predetermine any outcome or any expectation of the investigations.
It was just a few weeks ago that Cecile Richards from Planned Parenthood testified before the House Oversight Committee. What did you learn from that testimony and that questioning that perhaps guides you as you lead your investigation?
What we want to do is get the answers of those business practices and the relationship with those procurement organizations. And as we move forward, that's going to be one of the focuses where we place our attention and be able to answer those questions. I think that for any abortion providers, that's something that people want us to figure out. What's the coziness of those relationships or the lack of relationship thereof, and how they make their determinations?
How much cooperation do you expect from Planned Parenthood and some of these private organizations that you've been mentioning? And if they aren't cooperative, what are you prepared to do?
Well, we would hope that they would be cooperative. We think that in order to clear the air, if you will, and to get the facts that it serves everyone and the American taxpayer well, for individuals to cooperate with us and work with us willingly to find the answers to this. When you look at the videos and you hear the casual, callous nature of the conversation surrounding the sale of the baby body parts, it behooves you to say, okay, we're going to work with you all to root out the bad actors and to make certain that we get the correct answers.
There are four Republican women on this panel, including you as the chairman, as we've mentioned. Given the Democrats suggesting oftentimes in recent years that the pro-life movement is about restricting women's rights and so forth, what message do you and the other women in particular on this committee have when it comes to this issue and why this investigation matters, in particularly in light of that common accusation?
One of the things women always want to do is to protect their children, and certainly unborn children, they want to see the protections there. When you look at the opinions of the American public, an overwhelming majority are against late-term abortions. The overwhelming majority are against selling of the baby body parts. And what we want to do is get the answers of how this has transpired.
Last question, and I'm guessing you might not have a firm handle on this, but how long do you expect this committee to be working and looking for these answers?
We will work until we get our job done.
And when do you start?
We will begin to have meetings within the next week.
Well, we'll certainly keep track of the progress. And Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Tennessee Republican Congressman Marsha Blackburn represents her state's 7th Congressional District. She is chairman of the new Select Investigative Panel looking at the medical procedures and business practices in the abortion industry. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.